T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, so the story that we were talking about, Miss Michigan, and I think Brock has the CBS or the CNN story. Marty, your thoughts on this before we play it? Anything you want to share?
You cannot speak your mind.
No.
Ever again.
No.
Do you know? Have to be scripted, and robotic.
Do you know what I heard over the weekend? Remember when we were speaking with Ashley Quartz from Black Forge Coffee on Friday, and how we were talking about how she made the decision to fire an employee who refused to serve coffee to a police officer, and the hate that she, as the owner of the shop, has gotten because of
it. It's unbelievable.
We asked her some very simple questions, and she couldn't say one way or another. She had to dance on that line, because if you don't, you're destroyed.
It's true.
You're destroyed.
Destroyed. All she wanted to say was, I'm not hiring people that speak poorly to customers.
Right.
And she's afraid to do that.
Right. And so she had to do this very ugly, you know, uncomfortable dance. And it's like, you're allowed to have an opinion unless your opinion doesn't fit in with certain people who demand that you be just like they.
Well, all she did was hire a woman and gave this woman a job. And the woman told a police officer, I won't serve cops. So she fired her.
Yeah. Beat it. Bye-bye.
Which I would have done.
Yes. And so now,
lips left her mouth, I would have fired her.
Yes.
So now this poor woman,
yeah,
Ashley Coates, I'm going to see her tomorrow morning, by the way. Black Forge Coffee.
Made me so sad,
though. Chartiers Avenue in the Rocks, trying to destroy her business because she did the right thing.
But the thing that was so illustrative in that conversation.
Oh, I like that word, illustrative.
See? I went to grad school.
That's really nice. Brock, can you spell that?
It's
no
got
way.
Two L's. Shut up.
Yes,
I will
would.
Not just correct you.
All right, I apologize.
Anyway, the thing that was very obvious in there was that she couldn't even say what she truly felt because she knew that her life savings, her life is on the line with this business.
I agree.
And if you tick off people who don't believe the same thing as you, you're toast.
I agree.
So here's Miss Michigan, who a couple years ago had the audacity to bring up factual information about murder.
A Michigan beauty pageant winner, an outspoken supporter of President Trump, has her crown revoked. She claims it was over her political views. Kathy Ju was abruptly stripped of her title of Miss Michigan last week after some past tweets came to the attention of pageant officials. Kathy, thanks for being here. So just to get the story straight, the pageant officials said that they found your social media content to be offensive, insensitive, and inappropriate. Do you see why they felt that way?
Honestly, you shouldn't just take, you know, tweets out of context. I think it's super important to the full context of the tweet and the full conversation. Everything I've posted was my statistics and opinions. And I think that, you know, we should be empowering women's voices and not just stripping them of their title only because of their opinions.
So let's look at some of your posts that I think that they had objections to. So here was one. This was from October 2017. I think it was in reference to some conversation about Black Lives Matter. You wrote, did you know the majority of black deaths are caused by other blacks? Fix problems within your own community first before blaming others. So do you see how that could be seen as offensive?
You know, this tweet was actually in response to another person talking about how all blacks or all cops are bad people, that they kill innocent black people. And I think that you shouldn't just put a blanket statement over all cops. You know, again, read full tweets and context to make sure to see the full story.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess your point of, did you know the majority of black deaths are caused by other blacks? What's your point?
That's a statistic. So you can find that on FBI's website. This is all backed up by statistics and facts. I think it's really, really awful how the left thinks that statistics and facts are racist. So I don't think anything I said was remotely wrong. I stand by every tweet that I post.
And do you know who causes the majority of white deaths?
Yeah, this is, you know, apparently this is white people cause white deaths. It's not even that's the issue. The issue is that people didn't know that I was responding to another person calling cops bad people.
Right. I guess my point is, why would you focus on blacks causing black deaths when the majority of white deaths are caused by white people? Why, you know, this is why people think that that has a ring of racism to it. You didn't mention the white statistic.
Again, this is in response to another person's tweet talking about how cops kill black people. And this is, you know, I can't just take a tweet and just, you know, turn it around saying, oh, white and white violence too. Of course, everyone has problems with their own communities, and I completely understand that. But, you know, we have to empower women's voices, honestly, to show that, you know, we could have different political opinions and that not just statistics and facts are racist.
Well, first of all, the pageant wasn't calling you racist. They were saying insensitive and offensive content. And again, you're the person who focused in on that statistic. That's the statistic that you decided to highlight instead of police excessive force showing those statistics. And so this is what got the attention of pageant officials.
You know, that's actually false, because if you read the text through the state director, she actually quoted the tweet that I said and called and said, is this racist? This is racist, right? I mean, you know, again, this is taken fully out of context. And I think that, you know, if you actually think that statistics and facts are racist, I don't know what to tell you. I think,
no,
again,
it's just
we
which
should.
Which ones you highlight? I mean, it's just which ones you highlight. Since, you know, you could have said the thing about white people.
Okay. So there you go.
That's a conversation she can never win.
There is no way, because if you don't talk about white people and then you don't talk about Muslim people and you don't talk about Asian people, and she's Asian,
right,
you're a racist. So I'm interested. What do
she
you
think? She
was
done before she started.
Well, thank you. What do you think about this? 866-391-1020. Should we be going back in time?
Yeah.
Should we be going back in time and taking things out of context to prove our political agenda? I think it's terrible. It's despicable. We want to hear your voice. All right. We love that you guys are calling in. We want to hit Pauline here from Butler. Pauline, what do you think about Miss Michigan being stripped of her crown?
Well, I don't really have a problem with it. If your point is going back in people's past, you know, to dig up old information and things that they said 2 years ago isn't so long ago. And also, she obviously doesn't regret anything that she says. She stands by every tweet she's posted, she says.
Right.
So that's my first comment. The second comment is her job.
Hold on a second. Can I ask you, does that make her not worthy of being a beauty pageant queen? Thanks for your call.
Well,
love this.
You know what? I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, yeah.
Because what are the requirements
for
Miss Michigan? Is she supposed to be a political states person or give her opinions?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't either. But I think that mostly she's just supposed to look pretty and have a platform. And if she says something that the pageant doesn't like, then that's her problem.
Yeah, I'm
like,
not so sure. Not so sure she was Miss Michigan at the time that she made this.
Well, she was not. That was 2 years ago.
Yeah, it was 2 years ago. So,
in that case, she does still stand by it.
Well,
so,
yeah, and but what's the problem with that though?
Yeah.
Well, the thing, you know, like it's like the waitress. I'm sorry that she lost her job, but she doesn't sell. But if you're working for somebody else,
lousy connection.
And they have kind of rules. Like I'm very outspoken. I worked for people, and I did not like what they did. But I mean, that was a rule. You don't
get it.
A public forum.
No, you're right.
And like she's sending tweets. These are not private little things, even if it was out of context.
But her tweet was specifically factual. What she was saying was, from what I can glean.
Wait a minute.
What she was saying was, and her beef was, she was stripped of her crown because a tweet that she had made 2 years prior was taken out of context.
And then the facts were interpreted that she's a racist.
Right. And the facts were, she was saying, hey, before we should decry what some people say is police brutality on African Americans, if we look at the numbers, more African Americans kill African Americans than cops kill African Americans. That's what she was saying. So I failed to see, but that's factual. So how can fact be interpreted now as racist?
And they didn't use the word racist. When they stripped of her title, they didn't give her, those were not the explanations. They said that they used three other adjectives. I can't recall them, but none of them were racism.
So
they
what do you think of what she said?
In that context, like as you said, it was a fact, but that's just another argument against, you know, police brutality, black lives matter, you know.
Well, what
I think about that doesn't really matter. But if I have a...
Wait, what?
Needs to back up.
Wait a minute. Because all she was saying to the CNN news anchor who was questioning her was, again, you're extracting what I said from the context in which it was written. And she was responding specifically to someone. So do you think that what she said was racist?
I'm gonna go by what the adjectives. Yeah, I think actually it was. But That's okay. Not like why she got stripped of her title.
Sure it was.
It really was.
Hey, I appreciate your call. I love it. Love it. Trying to move on.
Let's hit
I love
Linda.
Your call, by the way.
Let's go to Linda in the North Hills. Hey, Linda, what do you think?
Hey, Wendy and Marty. I love listening to you guys.
Aw, thanks, Linda.
Rose doesn't.
I just want to say I totally disagree with the last caller. I think that that girl said exactly what's true. My husband and I talk about it all the time. It's unfair. And they should really make comments when this does happen and get out there when these people do kill each other and try to solve the problem, then let it continue. So she should not have lost her title over something that is completely true.
Got it. Linda, you're great. Thank you for your call.
So now any tweet you ever make in your life will be interpreted in several different ways.
Can you imagine how our children are going to grow up? Please don't ever want to do anything that involves public office, law enforcement, or other things like that, because anything that you've ever said now can be held against you. And even stuff like that, which are factual things, if they are offensive or if they offend your sensibility, can be now called anything in the world.
Because what you're saying is patently true, is that what she was stating was a fact. And then the anchor said, well, why didn't you mention
white
people or Serbian on Serbian or
right.
French on French
why
or Muslim on Muslim.
Or gay on gay or anything like that. She's grasping at anything to use this word racist or to use this word, I don't know.
It's what Bill Rakoff was talking about.
Yes.
This is the game now. You just point your finger and call someone a racist.
Let's go, yeah.
This is the game.
Do we have time for Jim quickly?
We always have time for Jan.
Jan, I beg your pardon. Jan.
Jim's her husband.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I think she ought to be stripped of her title. I think she sounds like a racist. She's probably a privileged brat.
Doesn't even have
a black friend.
Oh, wow.
What? Wow.
Wow, you sure that, jumped. Yeah. You
that
sure connected a lot of dots there.
Woo!
Yeah.
She also has a MAGA hat on. I bet you like that, too.
You know what? I'm a conservative.
Wow.
How do you assume that this girl's privileged and doesn't have a black friend?
That's a stretch.
Doesn't seem
fair.
You know
what? Because it may not seem fair, but neither is what she said.
She said factual stuff.
Person.
Yes, ma'am.
And I've been around a long time.
Yes, ma'am.
And brought up in the city of Pittsburgh.
Sure. All right, dear. I apologize for cutting you off. We got to go to traffic.
Mm.
Great call.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Ross in Braddock. Hey, welcome to the station. What's going on?
Hello. Sorry. Hi. Yeah, I'm in my 50s. I used to do security work, and I'm black. And I don't think what she said was racist. I think it might have been insensitive depending on the attitude. But when I was listening to her, and you said that she was a Trump supporter, immediately at an attitude came over me. I said, "Wait a minute.
Nice.
Listen to her."
Nice.
And 'cause there have been jobs I've gotten, assignments I've gotten, because most of their problems were theft related. We're African American situations, so they thought of an African American guard would be help believe it. It wasn't racist, maybe insensitive, but she got caught up in the politics of today. So yeah, you could be a Trump supporter and not have an.
Well, what a great way to put it. She got caught up in the politics
of today.
That's the best thing I've heard in a week.
But here, Ross, here's another question.
Man.
What's insensitive about facts?
Oh, nothing. Nothing. I'm just saying some people hear facts and don't want to believe them. For example, immunization. There are plenty of facts out there that
Beautiful.
Immunization is good, but still a lot of people don't want to do it.
Right. Right.
I think, great call, man.
Yeah, it's wonderful. We still have a few others, and we have two lines open, 866-391. Callers, hang with us through the break. We want to hear your voice. Was Miss Michigan, should she have been decrowned for what she said? We'll replay it after this.
Who wants to be a beauty queen these days anyway? It's a joke.
All right, so if you're just joining us, here's the conversation right now. Callers, hang tight, because we're going to take your calls here after I set this up. So Kathy Zhu is a student at University of Michigan, and she has won as Miss Michigan, and she has been stripped of her crown and booted from other consideration to be part of Miss World America. Didn't know there was such a thing. Because the chief director of that organization accused her of being racist, Islamophobic, and insensitive for tweets that she made several years ago and responding to other people. And so this is where we are right now. And I think Brock says we want to take Margaret first. hopefully Margaret's still there. You there? Hey, Margaret, how are you? Welcome to KDKA.
Are you speaking to me now?
Yes, yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay, I want to say that the lady's statement was not racist. The Pittsburgh Courier publishes it every week about black-on-black crime and other crimes that are committed, murders, in Pittsburgh. So if a paper, a newspaper can publish it, why can't people say it?
So what's going on here?
I don't know. I think it's really stupid.
Right.
I think it's what we do now. Do you have the interview? Play 30 seconds of it. You'll kind of get the, she goes, gets the gist of it. You get it real fast.
Right, right. Margaret, that was a great call. Thank you very
Thank you,
much
Margaret.
For that. We've got Ed and Karen. Hang tight with us here. And if you want to join the conversation, it's 866-391-1020.
A Michigan beauty pageant winner and outspoken supporter of President Trump has her crown revoked. She claims it was over her political views. Kathy Ju was abruptly stripped of her title of Miss Michigan last week after some past tweets came to the attention of pageant officials. Kathy, thanks for being here. So just to get the story straight, the pageant officials said that they found your social media content to be offensive, insensitive, and inappropriate. Do you see why they felt that way?
Honestly, you shouldn't just take, you know, tweets out of context. I think it's super important to the full context of the tweet and the full conversation. Everything I've posted was my statistics and opinions. And I think that, you know, we should be empowering women's voices and not just stripping them of their title only because of their opinions.
So let's look at some of your posts that I think that they had objections to. So here was one. This was from October 2017. I think it was in reference to some conversation about Black Lives Matter. You wrote, "Did you know the majority of black deaths are caused by other blacks? Fix problems within your own community first before blaming others." So do you see how that could be seen as offensive?
You know, this tweet was actually in response to another person talking about how all blacks or all cops are bad people, that they kill innocent black people. And I think that you shouldn't just put a blanket statement over all cops. You know, again, read full tweets and context to make sure to see the full story.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess your point of, did you know the majority of black deaths are caused by other blacks? What's your point?
That's a statistic. So you can find that on FBI's website.
Okay, so there you go. Right. You kind of get the gist of it.
All right.
So let's just make it very clear that that anchor was going after her from Hello.
Of course.
She did not like that woman. She did not like her point of view and decided before she started talking to her, she was a racist.
Yes. Yep, absolutely so.
If you're asking for my interpretation of the tone
in
her voice.
I agree 100%. All right, let's see. Karen. Karen from Pittsburgh. Welcome to KDKA.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yep,
yes,
yep.
Ma'am.
Okay, great. I think her point was, I do think it was racist, but I think it comes from a lack of knowledge. I understand you saying statistics. Statistically, more white men kill officers. And no one says white people should be out telling the officers to stop. I think people have to be more sensitive. There's a lot of statistics out there that prove officers do beat black people more often, but we black people do look for officers to help. So even though it's statistically correct, maybe, I don't know, I haven't read that,
yes, ma'am,
black people kill black people more than the
90% costume. 90% of African-American murders are committed, and conversely the same with white people. It's
exactly.
Easy to find.
But Karen, does it make her a racist, or are we just interpreting that as being?
Because what she said was factual.
The reason why I take it as a racist, I just want to answer his question, is because we tend to bring that out more. But like you said, Wendy, the same holds true in the white community. Most times in communities, you kill who you're next to.
No, you're right. You're right.
She's right.
Yes, and don't get me wrong. Black people hate it. We hate it. We cry every time. And when that other woman said, you should be trying to do something, everyone should be trying to do something to become more humane in your community.
Nice.
Everyone, not just black people. We're no saints, but we're no monsters either.
Right.
And that's how sometimes we feel we're portrayed as monsters when it happens in all the communities.
But wait, Karen. All she was saying was that she pointed out that, and it's statistically proven, that 90% of murders in the black community are committed by other blacks, as 81% of white murders are, you know, committed by white people. So I know that the statistics might hurt, but it's just fact. So how is that racist?
Because she could have said, well, it's also high in any community. But what I often hear, what I often hear is black people kill black people. But when we look at the whole totality of the whole situation, there were black officers who weren't even allowed to work in white communities. There's a book out there. Unfortunately, I can't remember the name of the book. These officers were saying their experience. In being black officers, they weren't allowed to report certain crimes in white communities.
We're getting off track, ma'am. I appreciate you. I really do. I appreciate your point. Let's I want to get this. Thank you.
Hey,
appreciate
Ed.
You.
Go Ed ahead. From Anaka.
I don't think she was being racist at all. And by the way, I like listening to you too. I think you compliment each other well on your show.
Thank you.
I think in the bigger picture here that the race card is being played so much anymore. That it's lost a lot of its validity.
Yes.
Personally.
Yes.
I'm a white male, and actually I did an ancestor DNA. I'm really a little bit of everything, including a little Northern African, but you'd never know by looking at me. But I'm a white male, and I feel as though anymore that, I mean, political correctness is killing this country.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm pro-life, I hate women. If I happen to be pro-traditional marriage, I hate gay people.
It's the truth.
If I happen to disagree with somebody of another race, even on substance
or
facts, like this lady said, I'm racist.
True. Mm-hmm.
You can't even talk to people anymore in this country.
Nope.
It's the left, the whoever is behind pushing this political correctness. It's killing relationships between people.
But wait, you're supposed to also have a shirt on that says stop the hate. And you're supposed to also have your yard sign that says everyone's welcome here. But the reality is that it's not true. You know,
it's not true.
It's just not true.
And
the hypocrisy is very disappointing, and it gets us nowhere.
Hypocrisy is just getting worse.
Yes.
And worse and worse every day. This lady said nothing but facts. And the statistics back her up. And it's not that she didn't dislike anybody. And let's be honest, too. Racism can be against any race.
Everybody. Yep.
Person.
You're right. You're right. Like the call, Ed. Thank you very much.
Really
we're up
good
against traffic
from everybody.
And weather.
Appreciate everybody. All right. So I've talked about mass shootings.
Right.
To a man, every single mass shooting in America is done by a white male.
Yes.
About the same age.
Yeah.
Teenagers. So if Anthony said that in a column, does that make Anthony a racist? Seriously.
Because he's black and that's white?
Right.
No.
Anthony.
It's factual.
Jump in.
Well, the young woman, you know, weighed in as something. Let's be clear. She was trying to minimize those black people who were protesting police brutality.
She was.
That's what she was trying to do. Because I've heard that for years now. And she didn't have to make that type of point to it. The protesters have that right. Black people can walk and chew gum at the same time. They understand there's an epidemic of murders in our community. Nobody's comfortable with that.
Right.
But they could also make the point if they feel that the police have unjustified in a shooting of an unarmed person or whatever, they have that right too.
I don't want to cut you off here. Is she a racist though, by definition, Anthony? Or just
no? She's not a racist by definition. It was stupid.
Right.
And if the pageant wants to exclude themselves from her, then they have that right too.
They do. Yeah, you nailed it, and it really, he nailed it. She's not a racist. She should have thought about what she was saying, maybe. And I wouldn't mess with Twitter.
Politics.
I wouldn't mess with Twitter at all unless you're just saying 2 + 2 = 4, and someone will come back and tell you it means 5.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.